Phil's Soul Shield at home, and for you, your Soul Shield lad, it's going to be, I suppose, a day of mixed feelings.
Yeah, it will be, because every other week I'm looking at their results, probably the first result I look for, home that they've won. But this weekend will definitely be the first time that I'll be hoping that they get beat. Like I've said to a few people, proud that I'm from South Shields, I've lived there all my life, love it. But on Saturday I'm playing for Dalton, so obviously I want us to get through the next round.
You said to me the other day there's 800 South Shields fans coming, and you reckon you'll know most of them.
I will, it's one of them places, Shields, you know most people, but then even more so in like the football crowd, you'll know most of the people. When I get the chance I go and watch them, and when I'm walking around I can't really watch a match because I'm saying hello to that many people, so it'll be good on that occasion. I'll probably get a little bit of abuse, which you'd expect, but it'll be a great day for me. My family will be there and coming to watch, so really looking forward to it.
And Dal will go into it in the right frame of mind after the 3-0 victory against FC United.
Oh yeah, massive character shown to go down to 10 men and then win the game 3-0 quite comprehensively. I even fancied it. 10 men were defended the slope, and then we went down it with a man down, but when we got that goal I was confident that we'd go on to win the game. I've said in the last few games, Southport, North Ferry being probably them, no disrespect, but I would say we're levels above that. But it's scoring them goals, although Cort's not that goal, he does what he does, he's a little fox in the box, he scored that goal and then won the ascendancy from there and went on to win the game quite comfortably.
David Ferguson scored a cracking goal against FC United last year, if you remember, the 30-yard, the left foot shot, and that one was probably equally as good.
Aye, he's got that quality, hasn't he? He's a very good player. We need that consistently every week from all players. But he has, he's got that quality, he's got that burst of power and burst of speed, and he's took his goal well, and that's when we're really relaxed when he put that one in.
And what do you think about Joe Wheatley, who played alongside you in midfield and capped a good performance with a goal?
No, he was outstanding today. Probably as solid as a debut performance you'll ever see. I thought he was brilliant on the ball, got forward, nicked a goal, he was strong on the tackle. I thought he was absolutely outstanding, and to be fair to him as a kid, he's a nice kid. He hasn't had his chance, but when the gaffer's given his chance, he's took it and he's done brilliant.
So a good 3-0 win, and Darlow just right now for Saturday against Shields.
You look at the start of the season, and I mean, every stage in the season you go through a tricky patch. We went through a tricky patch, and we're still only 2 points off the playoffs, so we'll be all right. We've got a good team. We've bounced back today, and we're going to the game on Saturday with a little bit of confidence from that result and that performance, and we'll be going to go on a run in the FA Cup, because this club needs that. We haven't had it for a while, and we need a good run, ideally get to the third round proper.